good people. It's your girl, Adrika McClary Easley, back with another episode of Bum 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 Bum. The people are blessed. So I'm super, super, super excited for this special edition. Before we go into it, let me do some housekeeping. So, people, y'all already know we are on all the platforms: YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Prime. Please check us out. Thumbs up, like, subscribe. Do all the good things to let us know that you are out there and that you are tuning in, okay? Secondly, merch. Now, we're going to have some new merch coming out soon. So what you want to do is get hey now. Okay? So what you want to do is get your OG merch, right? To make sure that when you rocking it, people know that you have been down since day one. Also, CBD products are on the website, so you can check that out. And if you are in Cali, you can check out our edibles, Toasty Treats, which are amazing. Why not treat yourself? Your body knows what to do with it because it is attached. This new technology is amazing, and it's attached to a protein. So check us out. Check out the edibles. Couple of places that we are, if you are in Cali, so in Sacramento, we're at the Therapeutic Alternative, we're at Vibe, we're at Canagram, LA, we're at the Woods, and Silicon Valley Cannabis, in San Fran, we're at Joy Reserve, and Barbary Coast, and then in Guerneville, am I saying that right?
Guerneville,
thank you, girl. Look, you know I'm an East Coast girl.
I'm a Guerneville.
In Guerneville, we are at Riverside Wellness. So please check us out. And if you do not see Toasty Treats at your retail location of choice, then you need to ask them about it. You need to say, hey, where is Smoke This and where is Toasty Treats? Like, we want those products here. Now, without further ado, my boo is in the building.
What's up?
Chef Charlene, how are you?
I'm good. It's a wonderful day today. The sun's finally out. The storm has moved. Hopefully it's going to stay away for a minute. California definitely needed the rain, but it's good to be back on The People Are Blunt. And yeah, I'm excited to do a little demo for y'all.
Yes. So, look, heads up, y'all. This is something that we are going to try and have several of. We're going to try and have Chef on several times throughout the year to bless y'all with some demos and some fire recipes or infused items. But we had to do this special edition. We had to do this special one because the Super Bowl is coming up. And what item best, or what is there a better item to talk about than chicken wings? And chicken wings with some special shit on them.
Yes.
So that is what we are going to be doing today in honor of the Super Bowl. And as, you know, universal and as a staple of Super Bowl parties, you got to have some wings. I'm not just saying it because I'm from Buffalo, but wings are freaking important. and so Chef is in the building to give y'all a recipe and to talk about it. So yeah. What we got going on, Chef?
Okay, so I wanted to feature my tamarind roasted chicken wings. Tamarind is a common, I would say, fruit in a lot of South Asian countries. It's sour, it's sweet, and it's a delicious, it's delicious to add on anything savory. So it gives that tart taste, and it's just a good combination. So I came up with the tamarind glazed chicken wings, because when you eat chicken wings, it's like a lot of people like lemon pepper. They like that that little tangy bite, and tamarind again came to mind. But yeah, I'm going to show you a brief little demonstration of an easy recipe that anybody could do. I went ahead and prepped my chicken wings. I like to bake it or broil it at a very high temperature. I usually bake it at 420, no pun, but it sounds like a sweet number every time. You can't fail if you're roasting something 420.
That's it.
It adds the perfect crisp. and to most proteins, and especially chicken. So
soggy wings. We don't want no soggy wings.
No, we want that crunch, and we want that like juiciness to keep being inside.
That's right.
And with this infused glaze, game changer. You are all set for the Super Bowl, for a happy Sunday, whatever have you.
Period. So I'm going to put on a ticker below. I'll start listing the ingredients, but it's several of them. So I'll actually kind of like read through some of it as you're going. Get it started. So we start off in terms of the chicken. Chef is suggesting 2 to 3 pounds of whole chicken wings. So we're not talking about just the drumstick or just the flat. You know what I mean? We're talking about whole chicken wings here. We are grown ass people, and they're going to be infused, or you can choose to infuse or not infuse. Mm-hmm. But we know that we get the munchies when you having those happy Sundays, and so you need to make sure you got enough chicken around.
Absolutely. Chicken wings, you know, you can't just have one. So I always say 2 to 3 pounds. But again, if you have like 2 to 3 friends, let's just up it to 5 pounds. I mean, why not? But listen, 2 to 3 pounds is always like that sweet spot.
Yeah.
It'll end up to be almost like a whole cookie sheet full of wings.
Okay.
And I'll show you the wings after I create this glaze. And again, it is optional to glaze the chicken wings, but it just tastes better. You know, you're gonna bake your wings and then coat it with the glaze. And in my recipe, which I could share later if anybody wants it.
They want it.
Right? is to glaze it twice to bake. But this time around, we're just gonna glaze it once, put it in the oven, let it just finish off, and it'll be done.
Okay.
Which is, it's the fast and easy way, and you still get the perfect delicious taste.
Chef, normally when you say glaze twice, so that would be baking the wings for a little while, glazing it.
Yep.
Putting bake it back again, in the oven, and then you glaze another top layer when they come out.
Yeah, or like you could glaze, like, because the thing with any glaze, you want the sugar to cook into it.
To caramelize on it.
Yeah, then it penetrates. But this recipe, again, like once it's all mixed, like it's like any barbecue sauce that you could take and dip and eat. So that's perfect. Why I said, like, you could, it could be dose your own. But I mean, with this recipe, we made it where it's about 2 to 3 milligrams per wing. Okay. You could go higher. So just to start, this is my infused oil. It looks a bit orange because I put eshuete seed. This is an oil that I set aside. Eshuete is like a coloring. It gives color to food. It's almost like a paprika. Has a very, very mild taste. So I infuse this. I call it eshuete oil because it's the eshuete that gives it the color. And the recipe I have is coconut, infused coconut oil. I do have a lot of coconut oil that's infused. So and it's healthy for you. Coconut oil, you could consume it like even by the tape, you know, by the directly, or yep. You can even use it as a topical. So, but I like to cook with it. So again, I melted down this eshuete coconut oil. It's about 4 tablespoons.
Okay.
This is infused. So this is about 20 milligrams. And again, the whole batch, let's say 20 milligrams. So you divide that, but let's say 10 pieces, then it's about two milligrams. But again, mine may be a little bit higher. So again, this is for folks that are used to edibles and used to consuming edibles and know how to ride it out. You know, it's a Super Bowl. You're going to ride it out.
I mean, you got 3 hours. The Super Bowl, you got about 3 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got a fire halftime show. We have 2 black quarterbacks. The Super Bowl is going to be lit this year. So mm-hmm. You don't know where you're going to be sitting. Where are you sitting? And enjoying yourself. So
exactly.
Chef, one of the things I want to highlight, and you speak sure. to this all the time. Okay, look at this big ass knife. What are you?
And I'm just cutting garlic, that's all.
I'm like.
So as you do that, I'm just cutting 2 pieces of garlic. I know, I'd be extra. Just a little bit. It's in relation. I know.
I said, wait a minute, Jesus. So, one of the things, Chef, that you are really big on are infused sauces.
Say again.
I said one of the things you're really big on is infusing sauces or condiments.
Yes.
Allow people to control and to opt in and to opt out. And so I love that, right? Because to your point, you can increase, you can decrease the potency of it, but people can have a little bit, wait a minute, see how they feel. And if they need some more, you can do it. But that doesn't mean you can't eat any more chicken.
Yeah. I only laugh because I've, you know, some people, again, they like edibles, and some people, it's always safer to dose your own.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have control of what they consume, and I'm all about that.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And also because your dose is not my dose. Like, your comfortable level is not my comfortable level.
Yeah. It certainly is not.
I mess around with you and be sleep.
Yeah. You want to hibernate? Have a tea piece of this.
That's right.
But, you know, on a dosing, you know, tip, like low and slow, just know, I would always recommend is know how much is in there.
Right.
Because a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, it's just a little bit, but what's a little bit?
Right.
And each infusion could be different. Like, you could have two 2 ounces of something. One could be 100 milligrams and one could be 10 milligrams. So it's important to really read the fine print and read it over and over, because some fine print will say a serving is 10 milligrams, but the whole thing is 100 milligrams. So a serving is just a piece. And, you know, even though I've had, you know, many edibles in my lifetime, sometimes the verbiage is wrong. Or not wrong, or just I misread it.
Yeah, a little confusing.
Yes. So I just recommend, you know, just be mindful of what's on the packaging.
I think that's one of the benefits of being in a regulated space, right? Because I remember back in the day, and people would make brownies or cookies or whatever, and you would just go ahead and say a prayer. You
know yes. what I mean? You're committed. That's it. Buckle up, man.
So at least to your point, the information is there, and you have brands that, you know, that's valuable. That's valuable real estate, you know, on Absolutely. Packaging. And so, you know, people are actually trying to make sure that consumers can make educated decisions in terms of their consumption and find their sweet spot. So that's a great point that you make.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So let me go ahead and start this.
Okay. So we got garlic.
So I chopped up some garlic, about 2 to 3 cloves. I'm just going to go ahead and add my infused oil.
Ooh.
There. Then what I have on the recipe is, I said brown sugar, but this is a coconut palm sugar.
Okay.
It's lower glycemic for sugar content, which I love, because again, I'm diabetic and I like to try to use the alternatives that are better for the health. So this is about 1/2 cup. I'll add that in there.
Love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Salt and pepper. Typical salt and pepper. I like to season as I go. I'll put like 3 or 4 pinches. I already seasoned my chicken, which is in the oven right now at 400 degrees. And as that's going in the oven for about 30 minutes, by the time this is done, we're going to glaze it up. It's going to be a quick finish.
Okay.
So another alternative I love, I don't know if you might be able to get it at your local Asian grocery, coconut syrup.
Ooh.
It's like molasses, but it's also just like a simple like syrup that's thick like molasses.
Yes.
And it also adds to the sweetness. And then once you add the tamarind, ooh, it's a great finish. So I got the garlic, I got the sugar. This is the tamarind paste, or it's a concentrate. Again, I always look for the blue top, and then you'll see the tamarind picture right here.
Got you.
Some places again, we'll have it as a block paste. This is my favorite because it's just pretty much pureed and concentrated. This is about 1/2 cup left, so I'll just go ahead and pour the rest in there.
All right.
So if you try this, it's very sour.
So that's going to balance out, though. That sour is going to balance out with the coconut sugar, and it's going to balance out with that molasses that you were just telling us about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I already added sugar, I won't add the molasses because it's already sweet. But so I like to keep this on hand because then it could also just add, like, you know, you could add more and you're like, ooh, it's like a optional addition.
Yes.
I usually add like a little bit of water, like just half a cup or even like a fourth a cup just to loosen it up.
Okay.
Now I'm going to mix it up together. And again, I love dosing and infusing sauces because sauce is boss. Like,
that's it.
You know, wherever I go, a restaurant, fast food, or wherever, like, it's all about the sauce, you know? So once you mix that up, you can still see the granulated coconut sugar, but that's okay because the more you mix it, it'll eventually melt. And then you have this nice, good amount of glaze.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you with me in my by the oven.
Okay.
And we're going to glaze up the last batch.
Perfect, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to revisit people, so we got 2 to 3 pounds, but depending on how many guests you have, you might want to up that to 5 for your whole chicken wings, okay? We have 2 to 3 chopped garlic cloves. We have some tamarind paste, some coconut sugar, some water, some salt and pepper. Please season your food, good people.
Yeah.
And then we have 4 tablespoons of our infused coconut cannabis oil.
Mm-hmm. So this is already infused. It tastes great. It's got, it's sweet. It's salty a little bit. And the garlic. And you can't really taste the infused oil in here. But it's good to go. So let me go ahead and walk you over. We're going to go.
Let's go.
We're going to go to the.
That's how you know when you're in trouble. When you say you can't really taste the, you can't really taste the cannabis. You can't taste in it. Because that's when you are up there really munching and you go to get up and be like, wait a minute.
Just don't forget what kind of party you're at.
That's what I'm saying. There should be like disclaimers up like, hey, this is an infused party. This
is- yep.
These are happy wings. These are.
Now, there we go. I'm all about the happy wings.
That's it.
All right. Oh, see, these have been baking right before we hopped in. So I'm going to give you a nice angle. You're going to be participating with. Oops. You're going to be part of this.
Listen, we got our parchment paper, so we don't have to worry about cleanup afterwards.
I'm all about the parchment paper. Check out these things. Nice and crispy already.
Oh, I see some brown. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now glaze it up. I like to smother it, brush it. But also another way to do it is you just get a big stainless steel bowl and drop the wing.
That's what I'm used to. That's what I'm used to. You get that bowl and shake them up in there?
Shake them up, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
I feel like I can smell it. Like, I feel like...
yeah. You know? And be generous, because once this caramelizes right on top, it has a nice coat on it. And this last one, I'm gonna add it in here for just about 5 minutes. And then I'm going to put it in the bowl, shake it up, and then I'm going to pour it back out, and that should be it. But, yeah, most of this is good.
Look, y'all know
but, again, don't forget to season the wings first.
Season everything, people. Please stop playing.
Yeah. Or, like, this is another way, like, just take it and dip it, you know?
Yes.
Let's get it up in there.
I'm up here salivating.
Can't go wrong with wings.
You cannot.
Ever.
Never, ever. Chicken ain't did nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm. All right. So these are pretty much covered, smothered. And then, again, like, you're going to leave it in there for another, like, 5-10 minutes till the glaze caramelizes. And you'll tell. It'll have that, like, crispiness on there.
Yeah, we see how we hear the crunch when you picking it up.
Yeah. All right.
And this is real. Y'all see these are whole chicken wings, y'all. It's the drumstick, it's the flat piece, and it's that little extra.
Yep, the little bonus tail.
That little tail, yeah.
All right, let me get you another close-up.
Okay.
Check that out.
Check it. Oh, get into that, y'all. Get into that.
All right, so I'm going to put it back in the oven for a little bit longer. And then we're going to taste it.
Ooh. Listen. The next time we do this, Chef, look, I was telling Chef, y'all, what we need to do is pre-release the ingredients and stuff so that we can do it live and y'all can make it while Chef is talking, while she's walking you through the sauce part of it. And that way, we can really, for real, taste together. We can break it together and get down.
I'm about it. Yes, let's definitely do that. We can. Virtually or in person.
Yes, because I'm greedy.
So okay. That's why I made a whole tray for myself.
Look, there's no judgment here. There's no judgment here, okay? Protein is good for the soul.
So as that's cooking, just more tips is like, if you're eating any infused food like that, either just have other things to cushion it. It could be rice. It could be chips. I mean, it's Super Bowl. You're going to be snacking all the whole time. So if you're constantly drinking like water, always hydrate. That's always good. But if you also have CBD on hand, that also balances out.
Okay. I was going to ask. So if someone over consumes, if someone, you know, gets happy about the happy chicken and forgets their self. Yes. What are things that you suggest to help them balance out?
Again, CBD is always something good on hand.
Yes.
Hemp derived is fine. Whether you drink it or eat it is always helpful. Water is always good. Stay hydrated. Someone also mentioned peppercorns. I don't know. You put in a drink or you just chew on one little peppercorn.
Okay.
That one I have not tried. I do suggest either find a safe corner. I'd like to share a story. Like I made an infused dish and somebody actually someone that was just coming in the house that was watching the dogs, came in and ate something of mine that was infused. I didn't think that anyone was going to eat it because I was out of town. And I was like, ooh, when I come back, I have something to eat. Unfortunately, they ate it all. They didn't know.
Wait, they didn't just have like a piece of it or just a taste. They ate all your shit?
They ate because I prep meal. So.
Yes.
So it was a nice, perfect serving. It was a really good chicken dumplings. Unfortunately, it didn't hit them well. And it happens. I got the call and I had to be honest. I was like, you are going to be high for about at least 10 hours. I called the number, you know, and I was like 10 hours. Like, I'm not going to say 2 to 3 hours, 10 hours. Like, I knew how much was dosed in there. It was over 50 milligrams. And unfortunately, like they had to ride it out. And I had to suggest, well, either you have a Netflix series to watch, you're going to have to sit down. Like, I mean, it's all truth.
You're going to be here.
Yeah. And they wrote it out. You know, they raved about the chicken and dumplings that tasted good. But unfortunately, what they felt was not good. So. Yeah. I was able to support them in a way of like, I mean, you just have to talk them through it and calm down. And again, ultimately they're safe now. So.
I mean, but you know, that is a lesson though. Seriously. As cannabis consumption is normalizing or being normal, you have to be mindful of where you are, you know, what you're consuming, you know, like whose company you're in, right? So if you know that this person consumes regularly, I mean, I would just be safe, ask. And then also those who do consume, please just be forthcoming with the information, you know. So if this is not the same way we would want with other substances, hey, this is a spike punch, you know, that's not just it's some other stuff in here. We have to do that. But in your case, I would say do not just go to people's house and eat their shit.
But they got in, they had, there's a miscommunication that they could eat whatever, and unfortunately, I'm the roommate that had an infused meal.
That is
And
nuts.
it was unfortunate because like I got the call and I was there
Yes.
like, oh, did you make the chicken and dumplings? I was like, yeah, how was it? Was it great? And they're like, is it infused? I was like, yes. Did you like it? And then they're like, I don't eat edibles. And I'm like, a quick left turn. I was like, darn, man.
Okay.
It was unfortunate. But
Let's
learning lessons, you know, like it
troubleshoot here. Let's troubleshoot. So while we're waiting for our chicken to glaze and all the goodness to caramelize, what do you have going on? Because I know you are everywhere. I know you're starting out 23 with a bang, and you are you are, I see a face all the
A
time.
lot of motion.
More, a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean it's all good stuff. Right now I'm working with a couple of chefs, Ube Area, Salo Series, Chef Yana, Pia, who's part of Malaya Botanical CBD brand. We're collaborating together, and we're gonna be promoting an event called Crazy Lit Asians in relation to Crazy Rich Asians, the movie. We're all Filipino women, and we're all pro cannabis, and we just wanna, you know, be able to showcase our food and how cannabis can be intertwined with it. That's one of the events coming up.
I love it.
And we're hoping to do this more than once this year. I have other projects coming up, but as far as like edibles, we're working on our new edibles or the other flavors for our Tosi treats, and that's been fun. And I mean, it's an amazing technology, you know, with the unlock technology, like just the delivery system. It's a game changer. I recently just actually someone texted me, and they had a Tosi treat, and they were pretty amazed that like they're usually scared of edibles, and to be able to consume something that works for them, that's awesome.
You know, I've had some people try it, and the feedback has been, you know, usually with edibles, you have to wait a little while before they kick in. You know, you could pop an edible and forget about it, and like an hour later, now it's knocking on your door. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I forgot I took that. But
Different mood.
right, it's like you start feeling like, I'm like, okay, like. Am I the only one hearing the music? Like, what's going on? But with the Tosi treats, that's not the case. They
No.
definitely unlock more quickly. So in like 15, 20 minutes, you can start feeling something.
Oh yeah. I love it. Like I call it Tosi time with throughout the day. You know, someday I'll be like, okay, today's a Tosi Tuesday. Have one in the first, you know, first thing in the morning, wait a little bit. You know, I like to ride it out to keep it
Yes.
going. So once it starts fading, have it's Tosi time. I mean, look at my face. It's happy times all the
That is called what? That's like called dosing, right? Because like you figure
Yeah.
out, you know, what your levels are to your point earlier about making sure that you're paying attention to the amount, to the, you know, to the milligrams and the and to what the instructions say in terms of the dosing, in terms of your servings, excuse me. And so once you find that sweet spot and you say, okay, well, the treat took 15 minutes to unlock. And it left for 3 hours or 4 hours, and I felt good. Well, then you know, if you're trying to have that feeling all day, at like 2 hours and 45 minutes, mm-hmm. it's going to take your next one.
Yeah.
Go ahead and use that smartphone and just, and just set your alarm.
All right. I think the chicken wings should be good. Let me, I'm going to get a nice plate here and then I already can tell. Yep, exactly how I'll
listen. And y'all, real quick, this is a treat. Y'all know Chef Charlene, first Filipino woman to win Chopped, okay? So this is a real ass chef, okay? This is someone who really know. God, look at them wings, y'all.
Look at
them wings. Look at it glistening. Look at it glistening.
I'll leave it on that as I plate some.
What? Look at it glistening. So real quick, for real, y'all, this is a treat. Like this recipe, I'm going to scroll it. I'm going to scroll the ingredients down at the bottom again. But this is a real chef. Like we're not just playing with the chef title, okay? She got street cred. She been out here.
Oh, wow.
So this is guaranteed to have your Super Bowl experience lit.
Yes. And if you happen to have garlic chips, I like to put it right on top.
See, look. Now she's chipping stuff, y'all. Now she's chipping.
Don't be tripping on me. Chipping on me.
Yes. Ooh.
400 degrees. I don't want to blister my lip right now. But I know sometimes you just have to.
Listen, sometimes you can't wait.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got it. Sometimes your mouth has to also be the cooling mechanism.
Yeah. There we go. And then you could even add more. And it's like, I mean, look at that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I know it's very, very hot. But
yeah, don't
cheers.
Yeah.
I hope you all get to try this. I'm like trying to look at the time. Because once I eat this, goodbye Tuesday.
Hey, hey. Listen, Chef, thank you so much for coming on for this special edition, blessing the people once again with your tamarind glaze for chicken wings. Mm-hmm. Just in time for the Super Bowl, just in time for a happy Sunday.
Absolutely.
A happy Sunday. What do you want to leave the people with?
I hope y'all get to try this recipe. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Dose safely. I always say low and slow, one chicken wing at a time.
And for y'all who do not want to just have one chicken wing at a time, you can have two pans of chicken wings. So you can have a pan of glaze and mm-hmm. a pan of whether it's plain or whether it's something that's not infused. So that way, you know what I mean? You can eat as much as you want without running the risk of overdosing.
Absolutely, yep. Get you a nice bowl of some rice. And, oh my God, that's it.
That's it. That's it right there. That's a vibe. That's mm-hmm. a whole vibe. Well, look, I have nothing else to say, Chef. I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming to the People Are Blunt and sharing mm-hmm. this amazing recipe. Again, y'all see the ingredients scrolling down below. And mm-hmm. if you are interested, which you should be, of following Chef and seeing exactly what she has going on mm-hmm. all social media platforms, check out Chef Charlene.
Absolutely.
Stay up to date with what she is doing. And also because we will post the actual recipe for this for those who have not been able to see it as it's scrolling and all that good stuff. But these are all simple ingredients. These are all mm-hmm. that you can have you can gain access to. And so with that, good people, you already know what it is. Be blunt, stay blunted. Have happy days.
Mm-hmm.
We out.
Peace out.